It's been a brilliant wet season, hasn't it? The Kimberley landscape is green and flourishing again. There's been waterfalls off all the cliffs. The waterholes have been replenished and the wildlife's been out in abundance. And cattle stations and tourism operators are gearing up for a bumper dry season. Paul Coyers is from Drysdale River Station in the far north of the region on the Kalumburu Road. Paul, what's the wet season been like at Drysdale?
So it was pretty good this year. We broke 1,200 mil, which is several hundred more than we've been getting the last couple of years. And, it definitely shows. The whole country up here is soaked, not just us, but everywhere's. All the rivers are still really high and all the roads are, all in the spoon drains, all still running in a lot of places. It's been really good to see.
What have you noticed about the wildlife?
Lots and lots of grasshoppers. Just heaps of them, just inundated. Yeah, we can't keep the veggies garden alive, and it's mad actually.
I saw a great photo that you posted a little earlier in the year of a tree trunk covered with grasshoppers that had all gone up high to get away from the flood.
Poor buggers. And that was, and every tree in the whole paddock was like that too, just millions of them. Spiders, like all the big, big wolfies and big huntsmans and everything, and I'm sure there were centipedes and snakes everywhere there too, but just every creepy crawly was desperate to get away from the water.
And I bet it's a bit of a feeding frenzy for whoever's higher up the food chain.
No doubt.
Any animals paid a visit inside?
We got a huge centipede the other day, about 12 inches probably. It was climbing up the fly screen door on the inside of the door. So that was the missus had a bit of a squeal when she seen that. But other than that, just all the normal stuff. There's been plenty of snakes around, especially since the rains kind of went away a little bit. Saw a big, about 8-foot black-headed python just at the back of the house here day before yesterday. It was lovely to see.
Well, that is nice. And with all that rain, it means that the roads are closed and closed for a bit longer. Any idea on the state of the Kalumburu Road?
Yeah, I mean, hard to say. We've been landlocked here between a few of the bigger rivers for most of the wet. And there's definitely some good scouring in a few spots where there's been a lot of water running across. I don't know, some of those parts we're just not going to know for another week or so yet until we can cross some of the rivers.
Yeah, do you think you're still going to open on May the 1st, or is it all still up in the air?
Yeah, a little bit up in the air. Things dry out pretty quickly from now on. It's super hard to say. I don't want to, give anybody false information or anything, but at this point it's pretty good chance that everything is going to go ahead pretty much on schedule. You never know until they actually try and get a grader out here and fix up some of these washouts.
Yes, it all takes time. It's one of those
sure
things.
Does.
And so are you looking forward to this dry season? You had a kind of a year off last year.
Well, yeah, a year off from tourism, but we certainly
doesn't mean the work doesn't stop.
Yeah, well, it was good. We did a lot of maintenance work that normally gets pushed to the side a little bit. When you're busy with people, and so it was really good to catch up on a lot of the bigger projects last year. It's definitely going to be a big one, no doubt about it. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, actually, how many people are looking to come up this way, and tour groups that have, rebooked their tours from 2020 and brought them forward. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
You're going to be flat out and trying to plan for that and not knowing if the roads are open. And staffing, too, getting extra staff. You are kind of at the end of the line for the staffing train at the moment. Any joy
Definitely.
Getting some, you'd rely on backpackers and the like. Any joy getting people?
No, that has by far been our biggest challenge this year. And it's not unique to us. The entirety of all of remote and seasonal work across the north half of Australia has been struggling in a big way. We're no exception. We normally have 12 to 15 staff here, peak season, two cooks and millions of people running around cleaning things and And I'm sitting at 11 staff now, and it's taken me several months of very aggressive hunting and poaching and enlisting the help of anybody that we could, you know, family, friends, you know, other recruitment agencies, other people in the industry that had spare staff, you know, just it's been a real struggle, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, you're going to be wishing for the quiet times, I think, when you hit July school holidays. When you are landlocked in the middle of all that wet weather and you're just at the station alone, what do you do to pass the time?
Mow the lawn. The grass grows at inches a day almost out here. That's what it feels like anyway. But, yeah, no, lots of gardening, lots of lawn mowing, lots of bloody just general maintenance. Try and, you know, in between the thunderstorms, do a little bit of work on, you know, the buildings or, you know, anything that needs a bit of touch up. And other than that, yeah, lots of swimming, lots of fishing, lots of getting sunburnt, and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Oh, and I bet the Drysdale River has been glorious this year, and the Gibb, which is just down the road from you too.
Yep.
You've got two beautiful swimming spots.
Yep, you bet. Yeah, no, we're going down to the Drysdale pretty much every afternoon, go for a swim, and then during the wet season we'll go down into the Gibb, and even if we can't cross it, we'll meet up with the guys from Ellenbrae Station, and we'll sort of have a get together down at the Gibb. You know, they'll come to that side, we'll come to this side, and yeah, we'll have a barbecue down there during the wet season and that sort of thing, just to, yeah, break it up. It's good.
I love it. Proper bush fun. Paul, it's been so nice to catch up with you. All the best for the dry season ahead.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Paul Coyers from Drysdale River Station. 1,200 mil of rain. That's quite nice, isn't it? Plenty of lawn mowing for Paul, though, as he said, and all that maintenance that goes with station life, but the water holes at the end of the day in the Gibb or the Drysdale Rivers are just perfect.